Hello, creative people. Welcome to Creative Conversations. My name is Hollis Citron, and we are so happy and grateful that you have chosen to spend this hour with us. So I am the owner and founder of my company, I Am Creative, and I am on a mission to expand the definition of creativity beyond a pencil and a paintbrush and empower people, especially adults, to own their talents that come in so many different forms. So a little bit about this podcast. It was born from the mission of my company. And to me, it's the perfect space to talk to people who have different jobs, hobbies, and interests with all different and similar experiences and perspectives. And the conversation is structured around three questions. One, how do you define creativity? Two, how do you incorporate it into your life? And three, why do you think that it's important? And then we have a free-flowing conversation and we see where it goes from there. So some of my inspiring guests have varied from lawyer, doctor, organizer, handwriting specialist, dream analyzer, and coach, and many more. By sharing their stories, the intention is to expand the societal definition of creativity and reinforce that when you give yourself permission, explore and express yourself daily, you will feel more empowered, connected, and dare I say, happy. So my inspiring guest today, who I would love to introduce, and she can call in again and I will bring her up to the stage, is Bridget Pagano. Bridget is a certified psychic medium and energy healer. She first discovered her gifts in her teen years and has been guiding people ever since. With the assistance of her spirit team, Bridget is able to connect people with their past loved ones, ensuring that each person leaves with feelings of contentment, healing, and proven messages. Bridget, welcome to the space.
Hello, House. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I am so happy that you are here. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. I apologize for the phone ringing. I didn't know that that was going to happen when I called in.
It didn't happen. I didn't hear a ringing on this end, so no problem.
Oh, good, good. Okay.
So no problem. So after reading your, I know that we're going to get into it on the call, you know, with the questions and everything, but is there anything that you want to, that you can share with the audience and, you know, tell them anything about who you are, more about who you are and what you've done, any more little tidbits?
Well, my name is Bridget Pagano. I'm a spiritual medium advisor and an energy healer. I create my own energy essential oil blends, you know, for healing purposes for my clients and myself and my family. Mm-hmm. You know, I do different modalities of energy healing. You know, I can kind of like do my own and take little pieces of this modality and that modality and kind of combine them and do my own type of healing. You know, it's all energy healing, but I just go with the flow, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know we're going to dig in a little bit more and I'll ask you some more about it, but I think the way I'm going to go now and feeling the flow here is I'm going to ask you the would you rather question, and then we'll dive into the first question and then just learn more about you.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Kids. So, Bridget, would you rather play in the snow in the mountains or sand at the beach?
Oh, my goodness. Sand at the beach.
I know, right?
That's my favorite place to be, the ocean and the beach.
I know, right? Have you gone there? Like, has that been a happy place for you for forever?
For my entire life, yes. And the funny part is that I'm Irish and my skin is completely white and freckled all over. So I burn, you know, very fair skin. So I burn out in the sun, but I'll take the burn because, you know, it's worth it. The ocean and the sand is worth it for me.
I totally get it. And I have to say, it was kind of a selfish question because we're going to the beach this afternoon.
Oh, my goodness. I have to actually get there. I was just saying the other day, actually, because I have to be in the ocean as part of my healing process. The ocean is extremely healing for people that don't know that, and the sand also. So, you know, just sitting in the sand or sitting, you know, putting your feet in the ocean, it's very healing. And I was just saying the other day, you know, I have to sit in the ocean for part of my healing process, but maybe it's not quite the weather yet. So maybe I'll just go down, you know, and dip my feet and everything and sit in the sand and everything. I'll still be benefited.
That's, so, are you okay? Do you mean the healing process for yourself?
Yeah, no, I'm considered disabled, but, I've healed myself over the years and I've so far beaten every odd that any doctor's ever given me. And, now about a month ago, I started a deep healing on myself to continue. And, you know, so far so good. You know, I'm decreasing. I do have to take a little bit of pain medicine to help me. But over the last few years, I'm probably on about 25% of the medicines that I used to take. And wow. Tests show that I'm worse. Like the test results will prove that over time I've gotten worse, but yet I'm doing the best ever. So I'm going to continue what I'm doing and I'm going to heal myself completely and go from there.
So interesting. So it's a complete contradiction from what they're seeing.
I was told I'd be in a wheelchair by age 40. I'm 45. I'm not nowhere near a wheelchair. And like I said, 25% of the medicines that I used to be on out of 100. So, you know, I'm doing, considering that my diagnosis is, I'm doing extremely well.
Wow, Bridget. Amazing.
Yeah. Energy healing is amazing. You know, and a lot of people out there in the world, you don't even know about it. And, you know, some people might hear energy healing, but they don't really know what it consists of. But it, honestly, it's that's how we heal, you know, through energy, through light, through sound, through natural resources, through crystals. You know, you have to incorporate all that and, you know, heal ourselves. Everybody's able to heal themselves. You know, so, and I don't know how deep you want to go because that kind of thing gets pretty deep, you know, into some things where people debate. But, you know, I have my thoughts and my reasons and I heal myself the way I do, you know, because I don't agree with a lot of things that a lot of doctors say.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is definitely, before we dive in, you know, to the first question, I would love to hear, because this is a space for people's stories and their perspectives. So what you're saying is very powerful to you. It's your experience and obviously it's been working for you. So if you could expand on that a little bit more, I would love to hear.
Yeah. Well, when I was 28 years old, I turned 28 years old in November and December, the day after my daughter's third birthday, December 7th, I woke up and I couldn't walk. I could take about two steps and then I'd drop and the pain was just excruciating. So I've been dealing with this for 17 years. Long story short, doctors called me a medical mystery. You know, it's not understanding how I am the way I am. You know, did I fall off a roof? Did I get hit by a truck? You know, nothing ever happened to me. It's all because of who I am as a spiritualist. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things are from past life and, you know, being carried into this life. And it happens with everybody. Everybody's carrying energetic DNA from, you know, past lives and everything. And the healing is the way to go. You know, medicines, I'm not saying I don't agree with Western medicine because they are wonderful and they've saved so many lives and everything, especially in emergencies like a car accident. But, you know, when it comes to health and everyday daily healing, it's natural, you know, and we're all able to do it ourselves. We just need to know how. Mm-hmm. We don't need the doctors, you know, if our blood pressure is high and, you know, you go to the doctor and you get put on a pill and you're on the pill the rest of your life. That's only slapping a Band-Aid on it to me.
Right.
I'd rather get to the root of the problem, heal it, and then be free of medicine.
Right.
The medicine's not fixing you, it's just, helping you get by. So that's my take on it, when it comes to healthy daily life living. It's a combination. Foods you eat, your environment around you, the energies around you, crystals, light, sun, as we said earlier, the ocean, the sand, mountains, rivers, lakes, all natural resources. That's the way to go with healing. And that's, I feel as a psychic medium that over the next 50 years or so, we're in the middle of a transition. We're in the middle of a spiritual awakening right now, and there's going to be a lot of changes, in humanity. It's coming. Lots of changes. People
Hopefully.
need to start being prepared and seeing what side they're going to go with. It gets deep.
We kind of it's that whole being literally awakened
Yes,
and
exactly.
being you can choose, which I don't know. Do you get a choice? Is it all choice on which way you go?
I mean, it is. It's see, now I look at it as all these for the past many, many, many years, humanity has been more or less sitting in a gray zone. So let's say we have a black zone, a white zone, and a gray zone. We've all been sitting in the gray zone, just going about life, doing what we do, according to our teachings and our environment and what we've learned and all that stuff. And then we got the black and the white, the good and the bad. And it's the gray is starting to dissipate, and people are starting to wake up, and some people aren't starting to wake up. So now that the gray is dissipating, there's only black and white left. So you're either going to, choose the black or the white. And it's real. People think, oh, that's what is that that phrase that they termed conspiracy theories, and no, it's not. This is the truth. It's just been, so deeply hidden that nobody knew, nobody realized what was going on. But now it's all coming to the forefront. This right now, being alive in these times is one of the most amazing times, I would say, since Jesus was here.
So when you say good and bad, what does that mean? Is that
I mean, you're either going to, choose to follow the light and evolve to the fifth dimension, or they're going to stay stuck in the density of the third dimension and be controlled by, people that I personally wouldn't want to be controlled by. I don't want to be controlled by. And they've been in control for many years, and now things are starting to crumble, and things are starting to be broadcast. People are starting to learn and understand, the deeper concepts of what's really going on, and that's when they have to make a choice.
Yeah, this is really good. And yeah, to get more into the deepness and the depth of that, they can definitely follow you and learn more, because that could be a whole podcast in itself. But yeah, so cool. Let's see what else unravels in these three questions. So the first one is, and first I want to welcome, thank you to who just joined in live. So happy to have you here. Please feel free to, if you have any questions or comments, you can put them in the chat box below. Bridget, so how do you define creativity?
How do I define creativity? Let's see. I think actually creativity has a couple different meanings. One I feel would be, a person that takes their thoughts and their ideas, they're using their imagination and their knowledge, and they birth them ideas. They bring them to life, develop things. I feel it also, you can make changes with being creative, your creativity, things that are already here or an object, and You know, you might have an idea that makes it better or changes it a little bit. You know, creativity is a great thing. Let's see, what else? It's a great way to express yourself, I would say. Creativity. You know, when someone takes their ideas and brings them to fruition, you know, many times they're expressing who they are as a person. You know, such as in art and music. You know, it's good to be creative. Mm-hmm. I create my own essential oil blends. So, mm-hmm. you know, I feel you need creativity to base your life on, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's what your creativity is what you're creating, you know, for your own life. The foundation of your life, you know, what do you want in life? You know, where do you want to live? How do you want to live? You know, it all comes from your imagination and also your guidance from your spirit team. You know, that's how a lot of times they give you messages and talk to you through giving you thoughts and ideas. And, you know, so people really need to go within and listen to them, that guidance.
Yeah. You know,
that imagination. There's a very thin line between imagination and, let's just say, spirituality in general. You know, because it's the imagination that's how the spirit world, you know, brings through messages and gives you, you know, that energy is coming through to you, you know, as ideas and thoughts and everything. So creativity is very important in one's life, I feel.
The way that you just said that is, thank you. I mean, it's a quote that actually came through in a meditation was, creativity is not cute. It is necessary.
Yes, I absolutely agree. It's necessary for your life.
And everything that you just said just points to that whole, I mean, it's literally the basis. I mean, you said that it's basically the foundation of your life. It's the choices that you make. It's your imagination. It's, and that thin line, I love that whole thin line between, I don't know, I guess I'll ask, like, between what's yours and your spirit guide team on the other side, you know, how these ideas come into formation. They could be helping to feed you these concepts,
exactly.
These ideas, in order to get them into your mind, to have them come into a concrete visibility, whatever that looks like.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
So what is that? I'm really curious to hear. I know that this started in your teen years for you. How did it
start younger than that, actually? Like, I've always been a psychic, but everything for me was internal. Like, I didn't see spirits walking by me as a child. I didn't see things moving in front of me as a child, but I was always like withdrawn within on the inside of me. Like, I was one of those students that couldn't pay attention in school because I was too busy seeing visions or hearing things in my head, but not understanding. You know, I thought everybody was the same. I thought,
right.
You know, people think so. You know, I'm just thinking, I was always thought I had a wild imagination as a kid. But in reality, it was my gift, but I didn't know that. I didn't have anybody around me, you know, to mentor me or teach me. And when I would inquire about it to my mom or my family, I would always just be told, oh, it's your imagination, or, you know, oh, there's no such thing as ghosts or spirits. But I always remember as a child, I had such a deep pull, you know, to outer space. I always felt like I didn't belong here, you know, and I never believed, like, I went to Catholic school 12 years and, you know, like, religion class never really made sense to me. Science class never really made sense. And then it's like, well, wait, you're I'm being told in religion class that Adam and Eve were the first people and God made them. Then I go to science class and I'm being told that we evolved from monkeys. Like, well, which one is it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was always within it. So I didn't know until like my teens. That's when things kind of started getting weird on the outside. You know, things would start moving in front of me where I'd see like, you know, lights out of the corner of my eye. Like that's when it started. And then I was like, all right, I'm not crazy like people tell me. There's really, you know, spirits and all that. That's when I started really, you know, reading books and everything. And then my one of my dear friends was murdered when I was 22. And she came to me immediately. And it's probably through her that I realized that I was a true medium. She's the one who helped me, you know, conquer my gifts and understand them. And I have to thank her, because I probably wouldn't be doing, I mean, I don't know. You know, I don't know what I would be doing if she hadn't come through, but that's the way it went. And she doesn't visit me too often anymore, but I'd say the first 10 years of her passing, she was with me constantly.
Wow.
All the time. You know, and then as time went on and all my loved ones were passing away and, you know, they were all coming to me and, you know, then it unraveled slowly. But I have had my gifts all my life. I didn't know when I was a kid. Like my favorite movies as a kid were E.T., Encounters of the Third Kind, and Poltergeist. They were my three favorite movies as a child. So go figure.
We got space. We got spirit.
Right.
Some alien beings.
Yes, all of it. So I just go with the flow. You know, and I can say anything that I have tried to do so far when it comes to spiritual gifts, I've been able to do it so far. Mm. So I'm just going to keep going and let my spirit team guide me, and wherever they take me and we end up is where we end up. I just know that my purpose is to help people. I'm here to help people, and I am here to help with this awakening.
Mm. What's kind of standing out to me is when you said when you were little and all of this stuff was within and you didn't know any different. And that's just kind of resonating with me. And I wanted to bring that up because I think it is important to just within any of us, especially when we're kids, you know, you don't know any different. It's like, well, No. This is happening to me. Well, it must be happening to you. And Right. It must be happening. And I think it's important for people to recognize those. I just think it's important for people to recognize, because you don't know people's
stories.
It's
very important.
You don't know people's stories, and you don't understand where.
It's very important, because life actually is based on spirituality. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. You know, a lot of people don't understand the true meaning of life. But when you, you know, really look at it and think about it, you know, and the deeper you start thinking and understanding, then it starts making sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's very important, because that's why we're here. We're spirits living a human experience. We're not humans living a spiritual experience. It's the opposite. We're spirits living a human experience. So, you know, it's important to go within and understand what's going on and everything. And it's hard. It's so much easier, you know, when you have adults that know and are more, you know, equipped to be able to handle certain situations and, you know, give the correct guidance to these kids, because I was lost. I was lost my entire, like, I felt very lonely as a child. I didn't have nobody to talk to about any of my experiences, you know, and I hate to see that for anybody. You know, that's why I run a small development group, actually, a small psychic development group for people that people like me, you know, people that want to learn but don't really, you know, they spirit just brings people to me, and you know, they want to delve into their spirituality and understand their gifts and everything, and you know, and I mentor people because I know how it feels. You know, I didn't have anybody. You know, I was taught I was crazy my entire life, where, you know, a wild imagination, and you know, it's I remember as a kid, I had said to my mom, "Why do I dream about people that I don't know?" Mm. And she would, you know, she would always just brush things off like, "Oh, that's just your imagination. Our imaginations make things up when we're sleeping. They're just, it's just a dream." And that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. But to me, it didn't make sense. Like, but why? Okay, it's just a dream, but why? Why am I dreaming about people that I don't know? What's the purpose of it?
So then I actually have, I don't know if this is going to make sense as I ask, but so if we're all spiritual beings, which I mean, I'm totally on the same page with you with all this, but if we're spiritual beings, when a person like you, who's obviously tapped in, you know, at that younger age, and then mm-hmm. talking to someone like your mom, is it not being evolved, or is it not, or is it being fear? Is it being, what is that?
I believe with my mother was fear, because actually my mother was gifted, and I feel that's where I get my gifts. I mean, everybody is gifted, but you know, there are some people that come through with stronger gifts, and my mom was one of them. But she was so fearful of it that, you know, she just ignored everything and blocked everything out. And she wanted, like, no parts of it. And it makes me wonder, actually, if she had a scary experience that, you know, pushed her that way. Because then my mom has a lot of siblings. She was the oldest of six. So, you know, when I would talk to my aunts and everything, they would be like, "Oh, no, we had a ghost, you know, in our house growing up and everything. Your mom knows all about it." Like, that was a story I never heard until I was probably in my late 30s. And I'm like, what?
Wow.
So all this talking that, you know, the experiences that I try to tell you guys that I'm going through, and here you just had a ghost in your house the whole time as kids.
Right. And making me feel like I'm crazy.
And make you exactly like, and I'm no, I'm not crazy. Everything I go through is like, I don't make things up, you know. It's my life, it's who I am. So it was hard, it was lonely. I'll say it was lonely because I didn't have anybody to talk to.
Yeah.
And that's why I mentor people, because I understand. You know, yeah. Thinking you're crazy, feeling like you're crazy, what's going on? You know, why am I feeling like this? And, you know, so there's a lot to it. And it's all because we're spiritual beings living a human experience.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it comes to the black and white again, where are you going to wake up and understand this, or are you going to continue to be controlled and allow other people to tell you who you are and what to do? And I mean, come on, what is the purpose of life? We get up at 9, you know, we get up at 7 a.m., we go to work all day, you work most of your life, you pay bills, and that's it. You retire, you might travel for a couple of years, and then you pass away. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is the point of it? There has to be something behind that.
Right. So,
and that's what people have to understand. Like, wait a minute. There is more to us.
Yeah.
This isn't just what we're here to do.
Yeah.
So what's the real reason? What's the real purpose we're here for?
Well, it's kind of like our why, right?
Exactly. Why? Why are we here?
Why are we here? I mean, do you think that every person, it's almost like, I'm like getting an image of like the food chain, or I do believe that everybody has a purpose. Is everybody's purpose equally impactful? Or
it may not seem everybody's purpose is impactful. It may not seem it,
yeah,
but it is.
Yeah.
Some way, somehow it is. And I may not be able to tell everybody what your purpose is, but even say, let's say a child got hurt. I'm seeing a vision of a little boy getting hurt and his knees all scraped up right now. And an older lady comes and helps him and hugs him and, you know, kisses his knee and makes him feel better. That right there alone could be that woman's purpose of being here. As little act as that is, that alone may be her purpose specifically for that little boy, because if she didn't do that and help him and nobody was there to help him, that would have scarred him energetically in our spiritual body. And he would have carried that pain and that hurt with him the rest of his life and not even realize or know what it's from.
So basically, little actions are big actions.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Even smiling at somebody or giving somebody a hug and making them feel better is a purpose for you to be here. Doesn't matter how big or small it is. It's a ripple. You create it. A ripple, and that ripple, you know, sends out the vibration.
I love that. I think of It's a Wonderful Life, which we watch every year. Every year, and every year it still makes, I'm going to out my husband. He cries every time.
Aww.
And it makes my eyes water too every time.
Yeah.
At the end, I mean, it's just powerful. It's getting, I mean, having that gift to be able to see what the world would be like if you weren't there.
Right.
And you realize those ripples that you make.
And that's what, you know, the time of being alive right now is that is the big part of our purpose being here. Everybody alive right now is here for some reason, for this great awakening, this spiritual awakening. And everybody that does any little thing, telling somebody you love them, telling somebody to have a good day, making somebody feel, you know, a little bit better than they did before they met you, before they ran into you, you know, and that ripple, you know, continues, and that person made this person feel good, and now she's going to feel good, and she's going to go smile at somebody else, and then that person's going to feel better, and, you know, it's a ripple like the ocean, like, we're a drop of the ocean. We're all one, but we can be separate too.
All
like
one.
Taking a glass of water out of the ocean. It's still the ocean. You just, you're not in with it at that moment, but you're still the ocean and you're still going back to the ocean.
I love these beach references. I'm sorry, to you, but I can't wait to get there today. Oh my gosh. Okay. So Bridget, this is good. So we're going to kind of lead into the second question, which I know is going to spill over all this kind of stuff. But so how do you incorporate creativity into your own life?
Well, I, again, make my own essential oil blends. You know, I use 100% essential oils, and I will take different oils and create my own type of blend and my own type of scent. And, you know, many of them are made specifically for my clients for, you know, specific reasons of what they need. You know, like if somebody is suffering from depression, you know, I'll make a depression blend, or, you know, I make all different kind of blends, physical pain, emotional pain, spirituality reasons. I guess that's it. You know, I infuse them all with my healing energy. You know, I put my energy healing in each bottle, which that's another way that I use creativity in my daily life. You know, with my healing, you know, I take pieces of different methods and modalities, and, you know, I kind of combine them all together and do my own thing. And, you know, along with listening to they're just reminding me, hey, we're here, we help, you know, so I got to put them in there too, you know. And you know, we do healing. So that's how I incorporate creativity into my life every day.
Mm. So some of the modalities that you use, could you give a few like examples? Is it something like Reiki and, you know?
Yeah. Like I'll take some Reiki, you know, sometimes maybe some tapping methods. I use crystals. I use light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes I'll tell my clients to go out and stand in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on each client and what's going on, you know, how I'm going to heal them and what I'm going to use and do. You know, I kind of just like go with the flow, and as I'm doing it, and when I'm doing like body scans, you know, it depends on what's each individual really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody has different ailments and emotions. And so I try to make specific blends, you know, for those specific reasons.
Yeah. I mean, don't you find that like there could be two people with a cold of some kind? I mean, I know it might not be that simple, but I'm just going to say a cold. And then the emotions that those people can have towards it play a different effect.
Definitely. Absolutely. Yes.
So the one person being like, oh my God, I feel like crap. This sucks. I hate it. Whereas one person, then another person might be like, okay, this is going to pass, you know? And then mm-hmm. another person is like, okay, this is like a cleansing time. And I'm taking this stuff and it obviously had to be moved out of me. Like those different kinds of emotions and ways of thinking play differently.
Exactly. And that's another thing I'm always telling my clients, you know, you have to cross those out. That is actually part of the awakening, you know, the thought process. It needs to be changed, you know, to positive, because our thoughts, again, are what create our reality. Our thoughts have so much power. People don't realize so much power. And the more negative thoughts that we think, all we're doing is it's like we're putting a call out to the spirit world saying, hey, you know, this is what I want. Because it's not like right or wrong. It just is. Energy is energy. So it can be used any way, good or bad. It's up to the person, the individual, and how they're going to use the energy. What they're going to do with it. So if you're going to sit there and constantly talk negative, you know, I'm sick, I don't feel well, I can't do this, I can't do that, I'm never going to get better. That's the energy that you're going to keep drawing to you.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're, this will pass, I'm okay, I'm feeling better, I know I'm going to be better, I am better. Even talking, I tell clients, speak like you already have what you want.
Yeah.
And be thankful for it. You know, thank the universe. Act like you already have it, and that's what the universe has to send you. It's just the way energy works.
And what I'm really starting to really get, I mean, I've heard it so much, kind of being within this you know,
community.
Working on mindset and the spiritual awakenings is the idea of the positive mindset, the positive affirmation, and then the true belief in what you're actually saying.
Yes. And so that is the way to ascend to the fifth dimension. Mm. That's the way, you know, that's the way to get to the white. So again, going back to that white, black, and gray, we're coming out of the gray. There's not going to be a gray much longer. So are we going to, you know, go the light, the right? I mean, I'll take that back. It's the right way for me. Each individual, you know, they have to decide for themselves. I'm going to the light.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not staying in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the light. And it's all about spreading love and compassion and, you know, just getting rid of the negative thoughts and everything. It's negativity. It's got to go. It's got to go. We're in the middle of this awakening, and that's what's keeping people under. That's what's keeping people asleep. You know, the thoughts that they do, the negative energy that they put out, again, that ripple, you know, you put out that ripple and it extends to somebody else, and then they do it, and then somebody else gets it, and it just keeps going and going, and we need to change it. We need to change it to the positiveness so everybody's able to ascend. Because this is happening. I mean, people don't understand or anything because it's never been heard of for anybody live that they've ever known, you know, and it hasn't happened for many, many years. But right now, being alive on Earth is, again, one of the most amazing, special times to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that whole, you could look at it and be like, oh my gosh, our world is in shambles. Or... Yeah. Like you're saying, this is the time of ascension. So in this time of like going to, and this isn't about religion kind of thing, just for the listeners. And I want to welcome to the people who joined on live. Very happy to have you here. Again, if you have any questions or comments, please put them in the chat box below. This is, so we're not talking religion. We're talking we're talking energy, and we're talking, I guess my question to you is, in this ascension, in this idea of light and more positivity, it's not looking like all rainbows and unicorns, is it?
No, I mean, you just, people have to, you know, just try to change their thought process from negative to positive. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of say, you know, you're running late for work and there's a lot of traffic, there's a detour, now you got to go another way. And instead of being like, oh my goodness, you know, why is this happening to me? This is terrible. I'm already late. Instead of putting that energy out, you know, people need to start thinking in ways like, okay, there's a reason why this is happening. You know, maybe if I went that way, you know, I could have ended up in a car accident. You know, so thank you for giving me this detour to save me. You know, people have to start looking at things in a more positive way and, you know, spreading the positiveness, the kindness, the love, you know, and that's the way to ascend. It doesn't have nothing to do with religion. I'm not a religious person. Yeah, I went to Catholic school for 12 years, but that's only because that's how I was raised. I'm not religion at all. I don't agree with religion. I'm a spiritualist, mm-hmm. and it's completely different. Mm-hmm. Religion is control. Mm-hmm. To me, religion is control.
To me as well.
And again, it's a big part of this whole awakening. Mm-hmm. Religions are coming down.
I really like what you're saying about just those little shifts. For the listeners, just be aware. I mean, just this, be aware of those little shifts in mindset.
Yeah.
And instead of, if somebody, like I'm thinking about the whole driving thing, mm-hmm. someone cuts in front of you and gratefully you're okay, it didn't cause an accident, then just be like, thank God I didn't have an accident. Don't flip them off.
Exactly. It's little things like that that are going to help each individual evolve and ascend to the fifth dimension where we're supposed to be going. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly it. You know, you have the thought process like, oh, you know, giving them the finger and getting angry. Like, what's the purpose? Like, what is it going to do, really? What's it going to do for you?
My husband literally had an incident. This is like a little side note real quick, where this guy was like tailing him. And then I don't even know what happened with it. And Arthur kind of took him on this. He ended up, he was like, if this guy's going to do it, then I'm just going to see how far this is going to go. And he drove out of the way like 20 minutes with this guy following him. And then he ended up at the police station. He drove up to the police station and the guy kept going.
That happened to me one time also. I've done that. Yeah, it's craziness.
Craziness. Yeah.
And that's what just needs to change, you know, the negative to the positive, and that's how you awaken, you know, little by little, step by step.
It's kind of like those scale of emotions. Are you familiar with Abraham Hicks and the scale of emotions?
I'm familiar with Abraham Hicks, but not the scale of emotions. But I'm sure I understand it in my own way.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's basic. It's just the idea of like, all the negativity, like the saying that, like, if you're, so hate is at the very bottom and love is at the top. And there's basically like 20 different emotions that can go from hate to love. And if you're feeling hate, you can't say, we have to just love that person. There has to be a scale that you kind of need to go through. So you might feel depressed. You might feel anxious. You might feel nothing. And then you might feel happier. You might feel like it kind of goes, it goes up.
Yeah, so it's, exactly. It's a, you're like ascending. It's
like you can do, you can handle that.
For sure.
And if you're depressed, then that might feel better than feeling hate, even though it doesn't feel good. It's going up the scale. So it's just kind of, I saw that and I was like, that's a cool way to look at it.
It's exactly it. You know, that's exactly what we have to do. I'm actually going to look it up myself and see what she's got on there. Because, that's she's right.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe. So we're getting to the top of the hour already. And, so I want to make sure I get to the third question and fit it all in before. So the third question is, so then why is creativity important?
Well, again, that goes back to where I feel it's kind of important to set your foundation for life and, you know, what you're going to do, which way in life you're going to go. For a couple reasons, I would say, you know, I would say creativity is important, you know, because it helps people, you know, expressing their ideas and their thoughts, you know, such as like in the arts and in the music, you know, when somebody's painting and everything, that's very therapeutic for people, you know, and it's healing. So that's one reason why creativity is important. And then, you know, back to the foundation, you know, it's your thoughts and your ideas. What do you want in life? You know, what kind of life do you want? What kind of house do you want to live in? You know, and if you create these things, these ideas and everything, you know, bring them to fruition. Anything we imagine, we're able to create. We just have to put some work into it. Mm-hmm. Not everything's going to fall in our lap. So we have to use our creativity, you know, to decide what life do we want? What kind of house do we want to live in? Where do we want to live?
Yeah.
You know, it's the foundation of what you're going to do. There's no boundaries when it comes to creativity.
No.
You know, we create our own lives. You know, the only problem is that people allow other people to get in their way.
So you're saying that we actually have to take responsibility.
Oh, for sure. Everybody is responsible for their own person. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much about how people treat us or what people say to us. It's about the way we react to it.
Yeah. It's that whole react, respond. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're making me think of, so a few years ago, my background is I went to art school. I got a BFA in ceramics. I got a master's in art education. I've been teaching for 30 years in various situations, kids, adults, all kinds of abilities. But I kind of got distracted from doing my own work for a while because I was stuck in adulting. I was stuck in life and all this kind of stuff.
That was me in my life, you know, with my gifts and everything. There were a couple times where I pushed them to the side because life is just too busy. And, you know, and then there was another time where I went through something spiritual and, you know, it scared me. So I kind of, you know, was trying to push it away then too. And, you know, life is. But again, it comes back to why are we here? You know, why are we in the family we're in? You know, why are we having these experiences? Like, why are we mothers?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, why did we have the children we have?
I laugh, you know, because I said to my son, I'm like, you know, I've been told, you know, you pick your parents. Mm-hmm. And he's 21 and but at the time he was probably like 15 or 16 when I said it. He's like, oh yeah, I felt bad for you guys. Nobody wanted you. He's like, so I thought, fine, I'll take them.
That's funny. But, you know, it's right. We choose our parents. We choose our kids. We make all these plans before we even come here. You know, it's for soul growth and, you know, experiences and lessons that we have to learn or teach. And, you know, it gets very deep. Spirituality gets very deep.
When you mentioned before about having the ideas and then how they come to fruition, so real quickly, I had this amazing Reiki session, and she put her hand over my heart, and she was like, there's just a sadness. And she said, I see this older, weathered man, and he's working on one of those wheel, like you kick it, and it's like a wheel, and I'm like, it's a potter's wheel. She said, it's like one of this, and there's just this heaviness around it. She said, and for some reason, I think it has something to do with your daughter. And I just started crying uncontrollably. And all of a sudden, I just felt this feeling. I was like, I know what I need to do. And this story kind of came to me as you were talking, because it's that idea of something, an idea getting planted, and then you having to do the work to mm-hmm. figure out what you're going to create. So I was like, I need to work on the wheel, which I usually didn't work on the wheel. I usually hand build, but I was like, I need to create love note bowls, and I need to throw these bowls, and I need to write love notes in them. And the first one's going to be to my daughter. And then I didn't have a studio space. I was like, I need to find a studio space. And it presented within 2 weeks. I had a studio space.
See?
And I say, I tell this story because that's how it happens. You take action on these ideas and the universe presents it to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It does. And when the more people that awaken and realize all this, you know, the faster everybody will be able to ascend to the fifth dimension. Doing that, our spirit being stuck in the human body is a third dimension. It's the density of us, you know, being on Earth and going through all of these lessons and tests and experiences. And then a lot of people, you know, they jump. The way it looks is that we're jumping from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, you know, being in this light or staying down here in the dark. But in reality, what we're doing is we're passing the fourth dimension. We're going through the fourth dimension. And that's what the lessons and the tests are, and the changing from the negativity to the positivity. That is the fourth dimension. And then once we get, you know, to that positiveness level and that love level, that's when we'll be in the fifth dimension.
So then, before I have you tell people how they can connect with you and everything, so then just to clear up, and I guess I just have to say it for clarity on my own. So when you are referring to the fifth dimension, that still means obviously we're here on Earth. It's a different mindset. It's a different way of being, correct?
It's a different mindset. It's a different way of being and everything, but it will also change humanity at the same time, because once we get to the fifth dimension, it's going to be more all about love. And, you know, we're not going to be wanting to fight wars and, you know, have being controlled by a government that, you know, are doing, you know, wrongful things. And, you know, I don't want to get too deep, but, you know, there's evilness there. And it's, again, it goes back to the white and the dark. You know, are you going to ascend to the fifth dimension? Are you going to stay in this, you know, density of being stuck and not going through that fourth dimension, you know, and continuing, you know, to be controlling everything? But it's fallen. The fourth dimension, people got to go through the fourth dimension now, because everything's falling and collapsing. And when we are at the fifth dimension, you know, things are going to be a different type of government. I don't even know if religion will be around at all. Hopefully not. Mm-hmm. you know, it's things like medical is going to be different. You know, it's going to be a better Earth, better humanity. You know, there's not going to be all those killings that, you know, are going on today, the shootings and bombings and war. And, you know, we're not going to have any of that in the fifth dimension. It's going to be more about love and, you know, compassion and empathy and helping each other the way it should be.
Which is a perfect way to kind of wrap this up on and just remind people today, what is your ripple effect? What are you going to do today? What are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do?
My ripple effect today is I think about 6 or 7 readings I have to do. So hopefully I will be bringing some answers, peace, and love to the clients that I am seeing today.
Mm-hmm. Which is beautiful. And it's beautiful to set that intention beforehand.
Oh, for sure.
It's that specific, because people are coming to you, and they're coming to you. I'm sure that there's anxiety that's along with it, that sadness.
I get everything. Yeah, fear. I get everything.
All of that. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I do my best. You know, I know I'm not able to help everybody, but I try to help the ones that Spirit sends me. So, and as long as Spirit continues to send me people, I do my best to help them.
I love it. So, Bridget, can you please tell people how they can find you, how they can connect with you?
Sure. I have a business page on Facebook named Blossoming Spirit Services. I also own a group on Facebook named Whispers of Guidance. And then, if people want to text me, not phone call, because I get so many phone calls from numbers I don't know that I don't answer them. So mm-hmm. if people want to call me or text me through my phone number, they have to text. And that number is 856-780-7106.
And I'll put all your information in the bio of the podcast so people can be able to access you.
Thank you.
So, Bridget, I am so happy and grateful that you've spent this hour with me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I could go on and on, honestly.
No, I know. We could talk for hours and hours.
Yeah,
and I appreciate the listeners who are here live and the people who are listening to the replay. Thank you so much. I know that time is important, and I appreciate you taking the hour to have a listen. And this is all about... It's all about
my honor to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, it's all about inspiring each other and connecting and sharing stories. That's what the space is about. And
it's
please
beautiful.
Like, follow, and share. This is my mission. Like, follow, and share so we can get the word out to people and we can help people expand and realize their talents. And oh my God, so much.
Exactly right. That's why we're here. We're here to, you know, keep continuing to put that ripple out, helping people and spreading the love. And that's our point. That's our purpose of being here.
That's our purpose. That is our why. So I'm so happy to be on this journey with you, Bridget. Thank you.
Thank you, sister. Soul, you're my soul sister. Thank you.
We are soul sisters. So happy good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in this world, and sending you lots of love, and be talking to you again soon. So goodbye, everybody.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.